If the past is prologue, there is a disagreement on what the past means for Uptown Normal. A recent report on the tax increment financing district in Normal drew praise from some council members who've seen the area go from dumpy and run down to a vibrant district. The report went to the council without a chance for members to read it beforehand because the TIF administrator was still finishing it up. Now, Normal council member Karen Smith has had a chance to digest the results. In this talk, Smith questions some of the conclusions of the report, but says it has enhanced her understanding of TIF and of the way Uptown used to look.
My understanding is that the TIF program is intended to provide governments with a way to attract private investment to an area that is defined as blighted, and that Normal did pursue that, and seeing some of the pictures he displayed of the previous uptown, downtown Normal area were images I had not seen since, again, we did not arrive on the scene till 2008. One statement he made during his presentation was parking statement spaces and requirements for elevators kill deals. So my sense from that was that when private developers are asked to upgrade spaces and modernize them, possibly for current use, they no longer grandfathered in. And so there are requirements to make those buildings satisfy current codes.
Are pretty steep, often.
And it comes with a price tag. And so in a sense, some of this program looks like we're funding what we may be creating as unfunded mandates.
Unpack that one for me. I'm not sure I understand what you're saying.
Well, the American Disability Act was passed in the 1990s, and thankfully it recognized the desire to make disabled citizens full members of our community and to make those individuals have access to everything. We now require that any time older spaces are converted to new use, that they must, in fact, provide accessibility. And if it's a second story, that means an elevator.
But his contention is that it's not usually, or it's often more difficult to make a renovation and retrofit economically viable from the revenue generated by the renovation than it is to build new. That's how I took his comment at the meeting. How did you take it?
I took his comment at the meeting as in order to modernize, that this was a cost of the development and that many private investors might not be willing to bear that. But if they could have a government partner, they would be more willing to invest their dollars.
I thought he was talking only about the difference between new and renovated spaces.
We didn't get into that. We didn't get into that distinction in my discussion with him, because what I was focusing on more in my follow-up with him was the semantics of how he was measuring investment. And this is where I think there comes the disagreement, because he did acknowledge that a successful TIF is one that attracts private investment, and ultimately the objective is for government to step back and a revitalized area to be so attractive that private investors are clamoring to get into those spaces.
The report suggests that the TIF is a functioning TIF in that it has produced a large amount of private investment from a smaller amount of public investment. Do you buy that?
This is where I was pushing him in our phone conversation, because as I was taking the notes, and it's not exactly clear from the copies of the slides, because it's a little hard to read with two slides to a page, he took as the private investment dollar amount $167 million. The local dollar amount was $90 million, and state and federal grants totaling $37 million, for a total of nearly $300 million
total.
He isolated and equated Normal's investment in the TIF as only the $90 million. So that by his calculation, we are putting in 30% and getting a 70% offset for those government dollars.
You don't agree with that?
I do not agree with that, because those state and federal grants are still coming from taxpayer-funded programs.
But they would not come to Bloomington Normal but for the local contribution.
And he did make that point. I'm not against accepting the money, but what I'm saying is it's disingenuous to not include that as what we are using to support this project. That our tax dollars are, in essence, a part of those state and local grants and should be included, which would bring it to a ratio of 127 over the 294, or 43%. And also, when
the standard argument, though, for counting it the other way, is that that money, that state and federal money, would be going somewhere, if not here. And so it's only fair to count it as money attracted to the community from local action, because it was going to be spent anyway. So it's not like it would not have been spent.
I disagree with that perspective, because I think until we as a community, as a state, and as a nation begin to realize that programs that are for the public good are paid for the public, whether it's out of a pocket that we call local taxes, sales taxes, property taxes, or income taxes, we have to recognize it does represent a burden to taxpayers. And we should evaluate programs on the basis of are the
total burden to taxpayers.
Total burden to taxpayers. Okay. And also, when I alerted him to the rents that are paid for the Uptown One space, he acknowledged that those are above market rents. And rightfully, the marginal amount that is above the market rate should also be factored in to support and investment in this TIF project.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Karen Smith, a Normal Town Council member. The town of Normal has historically resisted characterizing them as above market. They've said they're at market for that class of office space. Do you buy that?
I do not.
Why not?
If you look at the square footage and the type of space, and you look at comparables, that we're not providing the similar amenities for any other government offices in this community. And I believe that it is dollars that could be better spent elsewhere. In looking at the TIF program, one of the things that concerns me is that the original plan was developed in the 1990s. We're 20 years from that. There is a push now to complete Trail East, and the mayor has been in your offices to discuss the ideas.
Trail West.
Trail West, Trail South, and did make some mention of the library. There's been publication of the soccer complex. I contend.
Let's treat the soccer complex as something else, but all of the other things you mentioned, south of the train tracks and Trail West, are all in the master plan for Uptown. So those things have been vetted and contributed to over decades by a wide variety of focus groups, community stakeholders, and public officials, and various city town councils.
And it's more than 20 years since that vetting occurred. And what we're looking at now is, from an economic standpoint, that we are in the 11th year of the longest expansion in history. Your own radio station has reported that McLean County represents the largest recipient of farm subsidy funding. Looking in the audit report, the population here in Normal is holding steady at around 54,500 from 2015 to 2019. The principal employers in the community are at 26,975 in 2019, when they were up 29,673 in 2010.
So you're arguing what? That this we should call a halt to all of this?
I'm not arguing for a halt, but I'm arguing for at least the ability to pause and look more closely at focusing on Trail East, if that is what is already on the books. The agreements have been signed. I have been pushing for a discussion of at least allowing a discussion of the possibility of modifying the design to allow saving the facades. What would be wrong with having that discussion? Because we're already committed to a cost in the neighborhood of $100,000 simply to move the mural wall. But you find citizens that are anxious about the fact that they're losing a finite amount of historical spaces, and it may not satisfy the historical preservation definition, but it does represent history to our long-term residents. And we haven't provided any opportunity for those individuals to weigh in and at least hear their concerns.
Well, let's back up, and the historical content argument is separate from the Trail East cost itself. Are you arguing that the town should go back on an already decided development agreement to try to redo what has been decided and redo something that the developers have begun to move on as part of that contract?
I am arguing that there should be a discussion of, is the town as a whole still in support of a design that is modeled after plans that were developed 20 years ago by firms out of the Chicago area that provided a specific look to Normal that does not necessarily sync with the image that long-term residents have of their community.
You've mentioned Chicago area a couple of times. Is that significant? Why is that significant, whether they're from Chicago or not?
It's significant in the sense that that is a large urban area, and we are a small area with 150,000. The community has a different feel than an urban area.
But elected officials and stakeholders who decided that plan also accepted that plan once the designs came in. It was not as if it happened in a vacuum.
Prior to Mr. Nord's and my tenure on the Normal Council, I know from my attending those meetings, there was not much discussion that took place in front of the public. I was frustrated from going to meetings when I would see on the agenda items that indicated they were being addressed, but the vast majority of those were incorporated into an omnibus agenda, and there was minimal, if any, discussion.
But when those master plans were formed, when the design for Uptown was contemplated, when these things that have now become Uptown were in development, there were large numbers of charrettes, community focus groups, stakeholder meetings, and then it all funneled into the report, which went to the town council, which approved it, and then the town council has approved each subsequent piece of implementation. That is seeming to be the way government should work, right?
The actions you are mentioning are 20 years old, possibly 15 for some of the actions when some of the proposals were implemented and put into place.
And new proposals all come through the council as well. Trail East came through the council before you were on the council. Trail West, if there ever is one, will come to the council. Is this not the way things should work?
Trail East, in my mind, was pushed through the council. It's a part of my complaint with the Attorney General that I was not permitted to make a comment about putting on the discussion an effort to have any input about saving the facades. I actually spoke to Mayor Coos in advance of the meeting and asked him if he believed so strongly in it then defend it, have it on the meeting. But that did not happen. And so what I'm stating is I am not seeking to uproot government and void government structure. What I am saying, nothing is harmed by having conversations. And what frustrates myself as a member on the council is that there seemed to be a real pushback against simply allowing the opportunity to air this as something to that people want to express their opinion.
They have the opportunity for public comment. They have the opportunity to weigh in, don't they?
The opportunity for public comment has been restricted to anything that's on the agenda. Up until recently, they had to formulate their desire and submit that by 5 p.m. the night of the council meeting. That was expanded to 15 minutes prior to the meeting.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Karen Smith, a Normal Town Council member. Returning to the TIF report, your contention that the state and federal grants should be counted as public investment rather than on the side of the ledger that is money stimulated for investment by the local investment. What do you believe that says about the worthiness of the TIF?
As I see what has been done so far, I am impressed. I'm not passing judgment by what has been completed. What I am calling into question is a blind allegiance to continuing on the path as originally set out 20 years ago. As I mentioned earlier, there are a number of economic indicators which call into question whether or not there should be a continued push to proceed with any future development until we are certain that the economy can support it. That in looking at the revenue streams, the town of Normal has in fact nearly doubled the receipts from sales tax. But that's not because we have had higher sales. It's because in large part the sales tax rate went from 1.25% in 2010 to 2.5% in 2015, 2016. And so if you divide that by two, what you see is a fairly stagnant level of sales tax receipt. And that higher sales tax receipt is supporting higher costs, but for the most part, those higher costs are driven by the increased expense of the debt service on these bonds. And that is where the semantics gets into what counts as an investment versus, no, we don't want to count the interest. It's all a matter of what are you putting on the balance sheet and what are you putting on the income statement. On the balance sheet, the argument is it's the $90 million investment of the bonds that were used to fund this TIF. But on the income statement, you can't get away from the fact that these bonds have an interest expense associated with them that has to be paid every year until they're retired.
And the town has done so and has identified income to devote to that.
Yes, it has. But it has come at a price. It has come at the expense of increasing the sales tax rate from 1.25 to 2.5.
The increase in the sales tax rate was not really to do that. It was to pay for other things.
You can't really isolate and dedicate funds and say, I'm only going to use it for these purposes. You must look at the expenses as a whole, that as a community, we have a commitment to what we pay and what we support and how we slice and dice the dollars that are allocated to make that happen. You can make a commitment that we are going to raise taxes through this method to fund this particular program. But at the end of the day, you are still asking your citizens to support these ventures, and it's coming out of their pockets.
So what do you think should be done with this TIF report?
Well, the TIF report, as it stands, I don't have a problem with it. I think it should be revised to incorporate the marginal rents from the Uptown One space to factor that in to the $90 million that is the town support. I would argue that there should be a recognition that the taxpayers are in fact funding a larger percentage of this. And as Mr. Weber indicated in his report, the success is measured by the amount of private investment. That's where I think it's time for another discussion. When can the town of Normal back away, because now private investors on their own see this as a community that is attractive to them, that they want to be a part of?
Well, that's a question for the council, whether they want Trail West, whether they believe that the Uptown Master Plan should be finished, whether they believe Uptown 2.0 should proceed in any fashion whatsoever. And you're going to have a voice in that.
It's not simply up to the council. We are elected to represent the citizens of this community. And I would not sleep well at night if I were making this decision without the feedback of the larger community.
Karen Smith is a member of the Normal Town Council. Town of Normal officials say Smith's assertions regarding sales tax revenue growth attributed to higher rates instead of economic growth are not accurate. And the TIF reports indicate significant sales tax growth within the TIF, separate from the increase in the sales tax rate. The council meets tonight. On the agenda is a draft tax levy.